Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you're on UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have the great comedian Lunel with me on the line. Lunel, say hello.
Hello, hello. I hope everybody can hear me okay.
Yeah, we can. So, I'm super excited to have you on the show, because the majority of the time you talk about comedians, it's always males, males, males. Please tell me the climate, along with your success, for females in the comic field.
Well, no matter what it looks like, it's not good. You know, it's not good out here. There are many, many opportunities that are not being afforded female comics. We're not getting offered commercials and sponsorships for cars and clothes and things like these guys are.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of tours going on that don't even have a female on it. And the audience isn't even fighting for us because they're so used to seeing men that they don't even realize there's not a female there to represent them. There should never be three or four comics on a stage and not one female. It just doesn't make any sense. And I know there's plenty of women all across the country. So I'm sort of like an advocate for the female comic. I'm like the Norma Ray of this shit. And deals and stuff are procured through the little old boy buddy system out on the golf course. Mm-hmm. And if you're not on the golf course with them, you're not privy to the little pats on the back and the things that are going on. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm just trying to make sure that people don't forget about us and have us be an afterthought, you know. And that goes for the audience as well. So audiences need to stand up. If they want female comics, to say, hey, there's no female on this show. You know, you guys can get a female or whatever like that. I might be asking too much of the audience because they don't really even think that far. But I like to think that the audience is intelligent and want to see us alongside the guys, but I might be overstating the issue because clearly, if that's what they wanted, that's what they would get, you know? If people demanded that more. It's just like people now think, since Girl Trip, that a female black can carry a lead in a film.
Mm-hmm.
We've been knowing that, you
right.
know? We've been knowing that. And we beat many females doing film and comedies and so on and so forth back in the day, but the internet and money. But I never thought that I would live to see the brand of comedy get watered down. But, you know, when you have people who have worked 20 and 30 years at their craft and studied and, you know, it's really their lifelong dream to do it, and they get, you know, pushed aside by one of the millennials because they have, you know, 875,000 likes on Instagram. That's not what makes the comic, you know, but the club owners don't care because they just want to put asses in the seats, and they aren't really concerned about whether you get a great show. And the audience is caught up in the social media internet hubbub that they don't really realize, hey, it's been 20 minutes and this person hasn't really told a joke yet. Or they don't have any real material, you know, to be headlining this show.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to the audience as well, not just the promoters, to stand up and say what they want, you know?
Right. Well, how is the unity in the comic field? I mean, there's been a lot of people who have come together to, you know, do these shows. You toured with Cat Williams. What do you think can really make a difference? I mean, we all know each other. You guys all know each other. There was the Kings of Comedy, then the Queens of Comedy. Those were some real benchmarks. What more can we do?
Franchise, you know, like Little Dance. Kings with four more guys, you know, or Queens with four more girls. There's plenty of guys working out here on tour, but there's not a lot of sisters going around on tour. And then what happened to all the Kings of Comedy? They all got shows. The Queens of Comedy didn't. Laura Hayes didn't get a show.
Mm.
Monique had a show. Adele didn't get a show. Some more didn't get a show.
Mm.
So what more can be done? There's a lot more can be done. The camaraderie is really good, though.
Okay.
People think that we're out at that, and that's not the case. We're really part of a very elite club, and for the most part, we love each other. But just like siblings, you don't love them all the time,
mm-hmm.
you know? So
mm-hmm.
there's, of course, you know, little spats and beefs, just like between guys there are. But it's not the majority of the time. It's the minority of the time.
Right, right. Well, you're making your stamp, and, you know, you've done a lot as a comedian and an actress. And your name is ringing bells. One thing I salute you for was the penthouse situation. How important it is to be yourself and make those kind of hard decisions for your career.
Didn't do penthouse because I think I'm some, you know, sex kid and everybody wants to see me naked. I did it because I wanted to prove the point that a woman my age, my size, and my color, just because you're a mom or just because you're a working mom or just because you're a certain age or whatever, doesn't mean that you lose your kiddiness and your sexiness and your swag.
Right.
You know,
right.
You can still embrace that, and that needs to be embraced and shown. And, you know, like we're the one of the only countries in the world that just body shames people for what they look like. Well, their body shames the women for what they look like and make them, you know, very insecure and terrible. At the same time, men can get as fat as they want to and still pull women and still look good and still talk good. Hell, 80% of the guys in hip-hop now are overweight, and they got women coming out from every day. But the women get overweight, and it's like they want to throw you in some kind of mammy category, and that's not the case.
Right.
And that needs to be embraced. Or do you agree or you do not agree?
No, I absolutely agree. And everything you said about just, you know, being a mom and, you know, working and still having that sex appeal is very important for women. And
you guys have to speak up as well. Like all my friends, D.L., Fedrick, Eddie Griffin, the late Charlie Murphy, George Lopez. You've got 5 millionaires who are making more millions, and they've turned it into a show now that's going to be starting. And there's not one female in the comedy industry who deserves to be able to get some of that money too. Who deserves to be able to stand on the stage with those guys too, that can hold their own. Well, if the audience don't give a shit, the promoters and the comics don't give a shit either.
Right.
So women are so programmed into seeing men, they don't even realize there's not a woman there.
Right.
So we're not going to go anywhere unless people wake up and start, you know, demanding what they want. Hey, if you want to see a woman on this show, you've seen 8 men in 8 weeks. At this club, there's not a woman, you know what I mean?
Right. You talked about the franchise of the Queens of Comedy, the Kings of Comedy. Russell Simmons had the comedy special on HBO. They come and then they go. And then you just mentioned, I know Tracy Morgan is getting his show. How does that happen, and how does the women get left out?
Well, any power positions, you know, what they really need to get in the writer's room, and women who want to create and stuff like Issa Rae and Ava.
Right.
Internet. Mm-hmm. You know, we need more of them. We got enough bitches trying to be on TV and show their ass.
Right.
We need to have the women that sit back and create things.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to kind of deal with Amazon to try to write a show for myself. You best believe that when it gets up and running, I'm going to be showcasing a lot of females that people have forgotten about, that people have seen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be in the writer's room, and I will be executive producer, and all that type of stuff. It's taking time, but all the people who greenlight projects are men.
Right.
You know, that's why our movies don't get any shine at these award shows, when all the people that are looking at the movies are like the ones that are in the White House right now. The whites, or rather, should I say, not in the White House.
Right. Oh,
you got a president who don't even stay in the White House.
Exactly.
There's not enough for him. He don't want to sleep behind that wagon.
Right.
So
you talk
this
about
is the country we're in right now.
Yeah, you talk about writing. You know, that's a big issue for comics. You write all your stuff. Do you have a co-writer, a ghostwriter?
I absolutely. But I'm on 2 tours now. Mm-hmm. I'm on my Easily Annoyed comedy tour. And then I have one that I do with Hope Flood, comedian Hope Flood.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the disrespectful comedy tour. Hope gives me some little jewels sometimes that I can use. I wouldn't say she writes for me, but if anybody could, she could. But
okay.
I write 99.9% of my own stuff. I don't have any writers.
Okay. What's one of your favorite places you enjoy performing?
I'm going to have to say, believe it or not, in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was born in Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And I have so many relatives in Texas. And when I go to Texas, like, I have a huge family. and we just fill up the joint. My cousins come out, and my sisters and brothers come out, and it's just really, I really am like the queen of the South when it comes to Texas.
That's all
so
right.
So I'm going to have to say that Texas is one of my favorite places. But also, I love, love, love New York.
All
they
right.
just, to me, they have smarter comics. They're quicker and they're smarter, and they're talking about, you know, this is no shade on my California brothers and sisters, but they just have a different flavor. And I really enjoy the energy of the East Coast. So I'm going to have to say between Texas and New York are my favorite places to be, really.
Cool. And you talked about...
I don't really dig the Midwest because I don't feel free enough to say what it is that I really want to say. And you sort of get off in the Bible Belt, and sometimes they like it, sometimes they don't. And then, you know, all of my Trump material... I have to put a kibosh on that because, you know, I have a mixed audience and I want to have everybody leaving happy, whether they're a Republican or a Democrat, whether they're a racist or not. If they can come and put all that aside for an hour and a half and listen to me, then I've done my job. But it also curbs me on what I want to say because this society is so violent now. I might do a comedy show, say what I want to say, go outside and get in there with a bottle.
Lord have mercy.
That's not cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, yeah, well, that's excellent. It's very important to know your audience and when to say it and when not to say it.
Yeah, you know, it shouldn't be that way, you know, but if we're censoring ourselves and nobody's censoring us, then it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I censor myself in some markets, yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. Tell us about Kier.
Well, I just don't need it, you know.
Right, yeah, it's not that serious.
Tell
us about your foundation, the Kiera Foundation.
You know, when kids age out of the system, where do they go then? And it was named after a girl named Kiera. You know, if you're 18 and nobody has adopted you, they throw you out.
Wow.
You're out on your own. And then what do? You have no parents, you have no sibs, and now you have no group home either.
Right.
So the Kiera Foundation basically tries to help girls get on their feet, learn how to, you know, get a job, take care of themselves, be independent, and try to make it out here in this world with nobody.
Right. How can people support that foundation?
Brandi Sanders, president and chairman of Kiera Foundation, and she can be found on Facebook.
Okay.
And that's something that's near and dear to our heart. As a matter of fact, the new flavor of the month, my girl Tiffany Haddish from Girl Strip, she's a product of the foster care system herself.
Exactly.
And she could tell you, you know, that it ain't easy once you get out there with nobody to hold your hand and guide you, you know.
Right. You were named one of the funniest top people in L.A. in one of the magazines. How did that make you feel?
If indeed I'm one of the funniest top people in L.A., then, you know, like we said, where's my show? Where's my endorsement? sponsorship? Where's the shit that the funniest people get? So
see?
They should have just said one of the funniest broke black people in L.A.
You know,
and then that would
have
been more
accurate.
I mean, I ain't broke.
Right, no, I know what you're saying.
Not rich, you know.
Right.
And then, you know, people wonder, why is there no female comedic superstar? Why is there no female on the level of a Kat or a Kevin or an Eddie? You
mm-hmm.
know, there has never been one like that. Why is that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Now I can talk freely. I just am annoyed when I see... so many great caliber of African-American people, and we still don't have a mark in entertainment. Now, this is one of the reasons why I started Urban Buzz Magazine, because I just felt like, and the tagline is where key players speak, and I'm thankful to have you as one of our key players, speaking on issues that are important to us as a community, and not just African-American, but to kind of take that stigma off, but also just let people know what's going on. I think that with all the money, you said there's 5 millionaires, with all the money, and we're in a digital age, I think we need our own hub, you know, we had BET and we haven't had anything else after that. But now we have Bounce. But I look at the commercials, and that's an issue you're talking about. That's an issue I deal with. How come we keep promoting everybody else, but when we have venues or you do a show and you're asking Coca-Cola to sponsor your event, you got to jump through hoops? But I just wish we could all just put our own money together and just make things happen, you know?
Yeah, sure. And when I owned and operated a television station called the Soul Beat Television Network, which was really up and running and accessing the internet before BET. This is back in the day. And not even, you know, very many black people affiliated with BET anymore, especially in the power positions, you know, right. If they were to maybe Google or research. I think that Kevin is starting his own network, you know, for, you know, whatever reason. The reason, I guess, being because there's a need for right. content. Bounce might have some good stuff on it, but who can see it? You know, I don't right. know anybody that gets Bounce right. on the television.
Right.
And that's bad.
Right,
so,
right.
You need to do something, because I can't live like this. I want to be like Roseanne, you know.
Right.
They told Roseanne, you're old, you're fat, you're white trash, you got five kids, you're from, you know, Utah and all this, but you are funny. They finally, somebody finally gave her a chance, and she became the thing that saved CBS. She was the president of her own shit. Wow. She went in there, fired everybody, put her own people in, and she's still a boss to this very day. And now, almost 20 years later, Roseanne's show is coming back on network television with the whole original cast from before. Nobody's died. Nobody's crippled. They're right. all coming back again to give us more wonderful entertainment. She's my role model.
Wow.
She's my template. She's white, but she's a woman. And so I'm riding in that cart. That's where I'm trying to go.
Yeah. And I just, you know, support that, and I wish you the best with that. I want to see you do it, and I know you can do it. You know, I was telling a friend of mine, I said, check out Trump. I mean, President Trump is president at 70. We can't never give up. He's the president, one of the oldest presidents. What are you going to be doing at 70? You know, we can't be woe is in me still. You know what I mean? We got to be able to do something. So, I don't know.
You know, everybody thinks they can do this. Every singer that wants to do comedy, they can jump up and do comedy. Every reality star that thinks they can do comedy, jump up and do comedy. And get booked and get paid. Simply because they're on TV. There's people who are calling themselves comedians now, and the only thing they have bringing to the table is like 825 Instagram likes. They don't have any experience. They don't know who anybody is. I talked to a young millennial not that long ago. He didn't even know who Robin Harris was. And he called himself a comedian. And I'm like, this is fucking insulting. You know,
right.
It's insulting.
Right. Well, you're beautiful and funny. But what do you do to relax and turn off?
I really only do like three things. I like to, or four. I like to go to the spa, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Like to spend time with my daughter, which is not often. And I like to just lay on the couch, bench, and watch TV, or be at the beach, anything by water. So that's basically it. That's the only way that I really, really tone down.
Okay. So
a few close friends, just a few.
Okay. Do you have a best friend that's in the entertainment business?
Yeah, I'd say that Hope Flood and Laura Hayes are my best friends in the entertainment industry.
Okay.
As far as comics go, Hope Flood and Laura Hayes, they do it for me.
Yeah, I love them.
I have many other associates that I love dearly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm very fond of Samora and Monique as well, Adele. But, you know, and many, many more.
Many more sisters out there.
Many, many more. But those are the two that, you know, live in L.A. that are closest to me, that I love dearly, that we've gone through things together, and we ride hard for each other, you know. Those two do it for me. Those are my girls.
All right, cool. So
yeah.
August 24th, you have an award.
First Laugh Out Loud Comedy Honors and I'm being bestowed the honor of receiving the Moms Mabley Legacy Award.
Wow.
By actually one of Mom's great-grandchildren.
What?
And I couldn't be more pleased. It's going to be like my, this will be my NAACP Award. This will be my Oscar, Tony, Grammy. Because, you know, it's just good to know that anybody's paying attention to us out here because we feel so invisible.
Right.
You know, if you were to ask anybody in your office or even in your family, name me 10 of your favorite comics of all time, they're going to name 10 men.
You're right.
You're going to be like, well, what about Wanda Sykes? Oh, yeah, oh, her. Well, what about, you know, Marsha Winfield? Oh, yeah. You know, we're the, oh, yeah. So oftentimes feel invisible out here, but they are actually giving us props for all our hard work and dedication. And I really appreciate that because before there was the internet, the only social media we had to get somebody to come see us is if somebody told somebody else, hey, that girl's funny, you should go see her.
Right.
And that was our internet.
Right.
So the people who are riding with me now have been riding with me for 30 years, you know.
Wow.
And I hope that they continue. And, you know, once again, I didn't get here because I had, you know, Instagram likes. I got here because I was out in the streets, wanted to do stuff, doing this work and doing something that I love.
Mm-hmm. And that's why you're still here and still making us laugh. And we thank you for that. You know, you're beautiful and funny, like I said. I love there was a statement that you said, laughter is inclusive. And that is true, you know. And it's good medicine, as the Bible say. And we
that's the soul good like medicine.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So I thank you so much for stopping by and giving me some of your time. You're more than welcome here. We always say once a key player, always a key player. We want to be your media outlet. So whenever you need us, we are here.
Well, I certainly appreciate that. And don't think this is fine here for me, okay?
Mm-hmm. And how do people reach you on social media?
If you want to reach out to me, and I do write back, you can hit me on Instagram. I'm pretty maxed out on my Facebook, but I have a fan page, the official Lunell, L-U-E-N-E-L-L. And, you can reach me and find me and find out who I'm going to be. My website is heylunell.com. HEYLUENELL.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And again, like I said, we're here for you and we appreciate you. And congratulations on your Mom's Mabley Award. That is great.
Thank you, Nigeria.
All right, thank sweetie. You're welcome.
I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Okay.